Mishnah base, kaisel shbein shtechat seireis. If there is a wall which is in between two courtyards, gavoya asara, at least 10 tfachim high, v'rochav arba'a, and at least 4 tfachim wide, that is considered a halachic partition, a halachic wall which separates things, and therefore ma'arvin shnayim, they need to make two separate erev chatzeres, so a ma'arvin echad, and they cannot make one joint erev chatzeres. We'll see at the end of the Mishnah how large of a gap there can be in the wall or in between the end of the wall and the edge of the courtyard. If you've got a little wall in the middle of the courtyard, but on the side of the wall is a massive gap where you can just walk from one courtyard to the other, of course you would be able to join together in one big Erev Chatzeres. But we'll define how large the gaps can be at the end of the Mishnah. Be as it may, the Mishnah continues, Hobrosha Peres. If there was produce on top of this wall, and we're discussing a wall which is at least 4x4 tfachim, and as such it's considered its own domain. It's 10 tfachim high, 4x4 tfachim, and so it's considered its own domain, which belongs to both courtyards. And so, elu olim mekan v'oichlin, ve'elu olim mekan v'oichlin. These ones from this courtyard can go up onto the wall and eat the produce on top of the wall, and so can the members of the other courtyards. Or will vajli eridu lomata, as long as they do not bring the produce downwards from the wall into the courtyard, because that would be taking from one domain into another. That's like taking from one courtyard into another courtyard. And taking from a Rosh HaYochid into another Rosh HaYochid, a private domain into another private domain, is forbidden midrabanan. Now the truth is, if the wall was less than 4x4 tfachim, then it's not considered to be this new private domain. Rather, it's known as a mokim patur, an exempt area, which is not defined as one of those domains. And it's therefore permitted to carry down from there into the courtyard. And the Mishnah goes back to the original discussion, nifritzah kaisel, if the wall is breached, if there's a hole in the wall or a gap in the wall, so ad eser amos, if it's up to 10 amos, so if the gap is any less than 10 amos wide, then ma'arvin shnayim, you still have the option of making two separate erev chatzeres, because at the end of the day, there is a wall here which is at least 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, but since there is also a gap, there's also a hole in the wall, so that joins together the two chatzeres. It's an opening in the chotzer, and therefore v'im rotzim arvin echad, if they wanted to, they can make one joint erev chatzeres, and that way they'll be able to carry from one courtyard into the next one. Meshu kapesach, because the 10 amos, the less than 10 amos gap, is just considered like an entranceway. It's not considered a breach in the wall, which destroys the whole wall, as if there's no wall separating it. There's still a wall, and we just consider this as like a doorway. However, Yosemekan, if there's a gap which is more than 10 amos wide, so you can't consider that an entranceway anymore. It's far too wide for that. Rather, it's clear that there's not really anything separating the courtyards, and therefore, Ma'arvin Echad, you have to make only one Erev Chatzeres jointly. The A Ma'arvin Shnayim, you cannot make two separate Erev Chatzeres, since it's really considered to be like one big courtyard.